Good morning. Hey, let's turn to the Bible, Proverbs 1 and 20 to 33. Let's pray together before the message. Heavenly Father, we just come before you this morning and just really ask you to impart your wisdom and your word into our life, Lord. Please be with us throughout this morning and guide us how to live our life that is pleasing to you, and also lead us into a time of prayer and worship this morning. Thank you, God. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Okay, let's turn to Proverbs 1, 20-33. Wisdom shouts in the street, and she lifts her voice in the square. At the head of the noisy street, she cries out. At the entrance of the gate in the city, she utters her saying, "How long, O naive ones, will you love being simple-minded? And scoffers delight themselves in scoffing, and fools hate knowledge. Turn to my reproof. Behold, I will pour my spirit on you. I will make my work known to you. Because I call and you refuse. I stretch out my hands and no one pay attention. And you neglect all my counsel and did not want my reproof. I will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your dread comes. When your dress comes like a storm and your calamity like a twelfth wind, when the distress and anguish come upon you, then they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me, because they hate knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They will not accept my counsel. They spurn all my reproof. So they shall eat the fruit of their own way and be satisfied with their own devices. For the waywardness of the night Eve will kill them, and the complacency of fool will destroy them. But he who listens to me shall live securely and will be at ease from the dread of the evil." I've been trying to go through the book of Proverbs very slowly, like whenever I can speak in the EMP, and so now we're still on Proverbs 1 after a few times. But for those that, Proverbs 1 is almost like an overview of the whole proverb. And so the first part is talk about, it's a book, a lot of times this book is giving instruction to the son from David to Solomon. And come to this passage, the book of Proverbs is almost like called the book of wisdom. And we come to verse 20 to 33. It talk about here is that, it talk about wisdom. A lot of times, I don't know whether you heard about it, a lot of times people refer Jesus, the book of prophet, when they talk about wisdom, they always have this almost like equivalent to Jesus. Because if you look at how wisdom is being described in the proverb, you can see the characters of Jesus or the character of God that is in it. And there's three major proverbs, like three chapters that is, do you call it chapters? No, probably not, right? Proverbs 1 and 8 and 9, and these are the three major chapters that actually talk about wisdom. And if you can turn quickly to chapter 8, verse 22 I just read it out for you guys. "The Lord processed me at the beginning of his way, before he worked of old. From everlasting I was established, from the beginning and from the earliest time of the earth. When there was no death, I was both of the fourth. When there was no spring, abound with water. Before the mountain was settled, before the hills I brought forth." And this talk about, wisdom. Wisdom was there at the very beginning of the creations. And, only God is eternal. And so, obviously, wisdom is being personified. And later on, if you go to towards the end of Proverbs 8, it talks about that he who found me, wisdom was speaking himself, who found me will find life and obtain favor from the Lord. But he who sinned against me injured himself, and all those who hate me love death. If you look at that and in comparison to the New Testament, you you kind of can tell, hey, this is referred to Jesus. Jesus is here to give life. And who sinned against him, and who sinned against him will injure themselves. We hate them, we love death. And it refers to Jesus, and it's referred to God himself from the eternal. He was there with God at the very beginning of the creation, and he's the one who brings life. And so with that perspective, we can I want to take you back into Proverbs 1:20 and 20, like 20 to 33, which talk about wisdom. What is he's doing? He's doing here. From this particular passage, I gather 3 points. The first point is God really cares. And you look at the passage, it's talk about he's shouting at the top of his voice in this noisy street. You know, he's everywhere, and he wants to reach out to his people. He wants people to repent and return to him and follow his way of everlasting. And he's, you know, in the Chinese cultures, we always hear people, you know, if you want to have wisdom, you go to the mountains, like the Taoism and the Buddhism, they would go and meditate. And I know, you know, in Taoism, you actually hide yourself in the mountain. And I don't know what they do there. I guess they meditate, and then they become they become like a god, and one day they would go to the heaven. That's like in the myth, you know, all these Chinese myth, they just spend time and just cut themselves away from life, basically from the everyday, you know, people on earth. But they just acquire and make that connection, perhaps like with the God they have. And one day they become God themselves, and they ascended into the heaven. But here, God is not someone that hiding in the mountain. I'm not saying that monastery doesn't work. It does work. They have that meditation and that time that you spend your quiet time with God. But one thing that, you know, from Prophet 1, we're very, very clear is that God is not hiding in the mountain in a secret place, but he's right there in the marketplace. He is in the public square. He's at the street. He is at the gate, at the entrance of the city gate. You know, at the entrance of the city gate is where all the transaction happens. You know, if you go to the Book of Ruth, he talk about, you know, transaction of land is happening at the entry gate. And he is right there at the entrance, so everyone going by will see him. He make himself available, and he's keep calling out. It's not, you know, he is not mumbling, but he's lifting his voice up and calling out to the people. And Proverbs 1, this particular section, it talk about what he's calling out. Here he calling out particularly to three group of people. The first group of people is the naive one. And these are the people that not just, you know, naive, but it's a simple-minded. If you, you know, in the book of Proverbs, the whole book, you go through different chapters. If you look at it, the naive one is not just because they're young or, but rather it talk about the attitude that they satisfy with who they are. They don't want to seek knowledge. And then the second group is the fool. They, if you look at the, just looking at the text of this particular passage, two things that really jump out is that they hate knowledge. They, it's not just that they don't want to make an effort to learn more about God or seek God, but rather they do not want to. And the third category is the scoffer. They laugh at knowledge and total ignorance. And he's calling out for these people, these ignorant people or hard-hearted people, and coming back, because as they continue their way, they're going to the way of destructions. And one the fact that, you know, God never stopped calling. Never stop calling. And if you look at the passage, when it's at the very beginning of the sentence, it's like, how long, oh naive one. He is calling out not just one time, but he's calling out and keep calling out each one of us. And a lot of time, you know, I see people, you know, look at this passage, immediately they come thinking that this passage perhaps is talking to the, you know, pre-believers, the people who do not know God. But I just want to, you know, I want to say that I think yes, but also it also speaks to us as a Christians. If we look at the New Testament, there's a number of parables that Jesus talked about when he talked about, you know, the man with different talent, and the man and at the end he say that, you know, who If you remember the talent story, is that three different servants are given three different amount of money, and two went ahead and invest and come back with, and the last guy is just hitting the money on the floor and the ground, and God rebuked that person, and it talk about let me quickly get that. It says in Matthew, for everyone who has, more shall be given and will have an abundance. But the one who does not have, even what he does shall be taken away. And throw our worthless slave into the outer darkness. And in that place there will be weeping and gushing of teeth. And, you know, the gushing of teeth, weeping is, these pictures keep repeating in the different parable. The parable of the 10 virgins. 10 virgins waiting for the coming of the bridegroom, which hinted is the Jesus coming, the second coming of Jesus. And 5 is ready and keeping the oil sustained. But 5 was too lazy, and when the time come, they are just, you know, swimming around and try to get the oil. And when, you know, there's a time when the gate shut. And exactly, you know, this morning passage talk about there will come a time of judgment. So God is all loving, and he loves us, and he tries every means to call us back, you know, to walk in his way. But then there would be a time of judgment, and because he's a just God. And in this particular passage that you see that the judgment that given to the three category of people, the fool, the naive one, and the scoffer, and each of them, it's kind of like have the judgment why they are being judged in this way, because God have already given them so many opportunity. He called and they refused. I shut out my arms and no one paid any attention to me and neglect my counsel. And if you look at the passage, it's quite beautifully written that it actually have a mirrors. You can see the first section from the 20 to 26 actually is the call out by the wisdom, and from 27 to 31 it actually is almost like a mirror image, almost, because you use a similar word. Basically, it's like God did all this, so when he tried to call out and no one answered. And so it's almost like an eye for an eye. It's like a fair judgment. It's when you call out and no response. So by the time the judgment come, when you call out, I also would not give you the response. And it's kind of, it's a fair judgment if you look at it. And at the end, the pronouncement, what will happen to them is that for the scoffer, they will eat the fruit of their own way, and for the naive one, it's like the ignorant will kill them, it's to their destructions, and for the fool, it's also talking about eternal destructions. And so he's a God that cares, but at the same time, he's the God who judge. But finally, at the very end of the message, is that he's a God who save, and that is, he's always giving us the safety net, the ultimate way to get out of these dreadful situations. On the verse 33, it talks about, he who listens to me shall live securely and will be at ease from the dread of the evil. It talks about that, you know, it's a God who is willing to save us. And the simple way is to return to God, to listen to his commandment, listen to his guidance for us in our life. And so, you know, I just want to take this passage and just want us to go, you know, think through perhaps, you know, that what are your stage of your life or your relationship with God at this particular moment. One thing that, you know, I want to encourage you is that, you know, God is out there within our reach. He is right there. It's just that for our eyes to be open, to be sensitive to him. And I just want to lead us into a bit of prayer time now, you know, about this, using this particular passage. So, Yeah. So I would just like, for those that, you know, just a couple of things that I want to lead you guys to prayer is that perhaps God has been speaking to you many, many times about certain things that is in your life that you need to get hold of, or, you know, to surrender to God, or a certain habit or way of life that you know that it's not quite in line with God. And I just want to ask that, you know, lay it down and give it to God. So I just invite you to have your own dialogue with God. How long, O naive one, will you love being simple-minded, and scoffer delight themselves in scoffing, and fool hate knowledge? Turn to my reproof. Behold, and I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my word known to you. Had God been speaking to you about certain things that in your life? God is telling us this morning that he who listens to me shall live securely and will be at ease from the draught of evil. In the beginning of the proverb, we talk about the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Wisdom being Christ personified. It's just a step for us. A fear of the Lord is the step for us to be more Christ-like. And Jesus, I just want to go before you this morning and just ask God, ask you to help us, Lord. I mean, if we are the naive one, I just ask that God help us to have this hunger and this desire to seek more of you, Lord. For those who are stubborn in whatever things that, you know, habit or way of life that is not pleasing to God, I just ask God to help us to soften our heart. God, that your voice is way about all the noises of the world. And I just ask that God, you know, when those noises become so noisy, just help us to remove them. Help us to be sensitive. Settle our heart, Lord. There's so many things that's in our, you know, work or, you know, life that crowding us, and all this noise that's not from you. Help us to have that peace that's in us. Help us to have that discernment to know that, to discern what is your voice. If you are by any chance in the midst of you know, circumstances you felt that you are so in the situation almost like described in the passage about, you know, when the dress is like a storm and the calamities is like a whirlwind, and when distress and anguish is come upon you. If you felt that you are in that situation, I just want to encourage you that He's the God who cares and He's the God who saves. You know, for those who call upon my name, He will answer. And He promised that in the Bible, He said, "He who listens to me shall live securely. And he who follows God shall live a life of abundance." And I just want to reinforce that encouragement to you. Hold tight and He's right by your side and guiding you. Let's turn to our community prayer. Let's pray for our community, for those that who are not well. These are the people that these are listed on there. Let's continue to press in and pray for the healing from the cancer. I think a couple of days ago that Pastor Eugene had a message about Jeremy Kong, like our Wayfield friend. They found a match. So let's pray for successful operations and also a recovery from leukemia. Let's continue to contend for those people who are is a relative or family members of our church who are suffering from various illness, but also a very important part is praying for salvations. Let's pray for the various people that's on our list who suffer from different infirmities. Let's continue to press in to pray for those of our brothers and sisters who are looking for a job. And let's go to the next slide and to turn to our Saturday prayer focus. This afternoon at 4 o'clock, we have the SP, you know, Vision Fundraiser at the SP auction. So let's pray for all the logistic. Pray for Ashley and Paul. Yeah, Ashley and Paul, too early in the morning. Ashley and Paul, like the two auctioneers, for, you know, having a, like, also, and also for the turnout of the people, and there's so much thing that's going on, like, you know, the barista and all this. So let's cover the whole event in prayers and pray that it will be, you know, a fun time, but also, you know, that money are being raised for the vision that God has given us. Let's also pray for the various community outreach ministry, the IGAPE. Pray for the teachers, pray for the teachers, pray for the children, and also the mom. For the mom and the kids will come to know Christ, and also the homeless ministry. There's a number of events that is happening this Christmas time. So let's pray for the planning for the team, and also the One China district. Last week we went down to the Red Light district on the Thursday night after the whole day of training, and God is so amazing. We went down, and this ministry has been going down to the One Child District for 3 years, and from hostility to hospitality. Basically, what happened, one of the bar that we went in, one of the bar owner actually came to Christ a few weeks ago, and really praised the Lord, and he was there, like, offered us, like, in the middle, like, the night, and they are having business and all this. They actually offers us, like, drinks and talk to us and offers us to sit on the with the mama san and talk to the girls. It's just really amazing. And during the course of it, he even offered to make a Christmas party for us. I was like, crazy, what is God is doing in the Red Light District? But this is one of the bar, but there's still many people that is in, like, you know, in the Red Light District every weekend. And so let's continue to pray that, you know, God will help us to, you know, see what SP can do in terms of, like, this new ministry that we will be launching next year. So let's keep pressing in for this prayer. Also, let's pray for the discipleship course. Like today, Pastor Nate class, they're going to talk about church and giving. It's like sensitive project topic, and also, you know, pray for Pastor Sam and Pastor Nate who are running teaching this morning. Let's pray for the GIC, and also pray for the Cascade team who is serving on every Monday. Pray for the minister and also the quote unquote client they minister to. Let's continue to lift up the house churches, Bell Ann and Medetti's Saturday house church meeting today, and just keep them in pray that they have a good fellowship time and a time with the Lord. Let's pray for the Sunday service, the two services, and also the Noah's Ark, our Sunday school. And everyone who serve, like coffee bar, you know, welcoming, usher, cleaning up. Pray for all of these people who are serving faithfully, and pray that they all serve with such a joyful heart. Also, this weekend, this morning, we have homeless ministry team meeting at a prayer meeting, and also local outreach core team are planning for the next year, and also the mission committee are meeting on Sunday as well. So I also, you know, just pray for the three teams that also is serving on this weekend. Last Saturday, I heard someone commented, you know, about churches, you know, having too many programs and lost the heart of God. And, you know, when I look at our church, I really believe that, you know, our church been praying the whole year. And yes, we have program, but then I think if we can also pray that, you know, all these exciting things that happen, that we do not lose track of God's heart. Particularly, you know, this morning message, one thing that struck me most is just two simple words: how long, oh naive one. You know, the way that God care for his people. And I just pray that, you know, despite, you know, we have all this program that's going on, but the heart of God is right behind this program. It's not for the sake of having those programs, but really the heart is reaching out. We are that voice in that marketplace, reaching out to the lost, be it the one that do not know or the one that who know God but is not walking in his way. And God know, because we are all work in progress, and he's gracious and waiting for us patiently to, you know, gradually tune ourselves into his way of everlasting, that eternal way. And so let's pray that our church won't forget that, and this right in the heart of whatever we are doing for every ministry. Dear Heavenly Father, I'm just really thankful for this morning, this time of getting together and pray for the church and pray for the people that's in our communities. God, that I just lift up my brothers and sisters here. I just pray for that they have a blessed weekend and that, you know, your word is like a double-edged sword. Just cut through the bones and marrow and cut off any dead flesh that's in us, Lord. I just pray for, you know, this obedience that, you know, that almost screaming out from the passage, you know, that those who fear the Lord, you know, beginning of the wisdom is the fear of the Lord, and those who listened will live a life securely. God, that this is our prayer this morning. I just ask that, God, that help us not to fall into those trap of the naive and the fool and the scoffer, Lord. Thank you for being with us, Lord, and really ask that, you know, you continue to lead this prayer time as the brothers and sisters staying on in the sanctuary, that you will continue to speak to them. Because you never stop speaking, you never stop caring. You are God that who love, and your love is everlasting and unfailing. Thank you, God. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So have a good time of prayer now. Enjoy.